Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, along with Abby Hennon and the Mineota Vikings, are Section 3A girls basketball champions with a 60-51 win over Southwest Minnesota Christian. And there are the Vikings getting their trophy. Look at them celebrate. How about that, Abby? You've done that a few times.
Yeah, Ireland Stassen takes the trophy and hoists it over her head, and all the girls run to her. That's just the greatest feeling ever. And I'm sure when they came in as underdogs, they probably thought they'd never get this feeling this year. And it's just a great way to cap off the regular season and playoffs. And they're hoping to have a great run at the state tournament. They find out seedings. I believe that they usually do that tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And then the state tournament begins. So they're going to turn. They're not going to be turn our way. So we'll have to for a picture, and we'll try to get hey, Scott Thoma, my good friend from Mineota mascot, sitting right next to me. Let's go through the scoring while they're taking pictures. For Southwest Minnesota Christian, the Eagles end their season 24 wins and 6 losses. They were led by McKenna Moss with 14 points. Madison Fye had 15 points. She had 12 of them, 15 in the first half, and she just had 3 in the second half, so nice job defending her there. Belkamp, who was injured, has 9 points. Papp with 8. For the Mineota Vikings, Bottleberg with 2, Stassen with 6. Grace Hennon leads the Vikings in scoring with 17. Faith Meary with 15. Kennedy Arndt with 6. And Dakota Hennon, how about Dakota Hennon, Abby? All 14 of her points came in the second half.
Yeah, Dakota Hennon, she's a junior for the Vikings. She's been starting all year. And I think she knew she didn't have any points in the first half. She knew she had to come out and get things rolling for the Vikings. She hit a few three-pointers. She had a couple and-one layups and actually knocked a couple of free throws down at the end of the stretch. So that was just a great performance by Dakota Hennon. She had a bunch of steals. I think she had close to 5 or 6 steals. So she did a great job on the defensive end as well.
All right, we have to hand out some awards here. The Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, and I'm going to leave that up to you, Abby.
That was down the stretch when Mineota was down. They were down 37 to 32, and Dakota Hennon was out on the three-point line. They kicked it out to her, and she made a three-pointer, and she cut the lead just within a few points. So that was our play of the game for Dakota Hennon. It was probably her third three of the half,
yep.
Maybe. So
she had back-to-back threes.
Okay,
there.
That's when it was her second
yep.
three.
Yep. So that's our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, and then our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game, Abby.
We're going to give that to Dakota Hennon as well. She really got things rolling for the Vikings in the second half. She got the momentum to the Vikings side, and she really stepped up. So good job by Dakota. She both got the play and the player of the game.
So Dakota Hennon gets a nice Neon Needles T-shirt from Neon Needles, and what a second half she did. And defensively, too, right?
Yeah, she had a bunch of steals for the Vikings, and she did a really good job. She turned it into the offensive end there for the Vikings.
Yep, that's right. Coach Chad Johnson, the shaking hands with Coach Alan Panka. How about that? And Nicole, Chad's wife's giving Alan a big hug next to us here. Hopefully we can talk with Alan here in a little bit. But maybe get some of the girls over here, too, and we'll visit with them. Ireland!
I think Ireland's got to cut the net here, but I'll go grab a couple girls.
All right, you do that. And we'll talk with Alan Pink as well. So a big win for the Mineota Vikings. They are going to the state girls basketball tournament, which will start on Thursday. The seedings come out tomorrow morning sometime. We'll find out who they're going to play, what they're going to be seeded. I believe it's, I'm not even sure how many years in a row they've gone to state here. Alan would know that. But look at the celebration on the floor here. A lot of parents, students here, all around hugging each other. Lots of picture taken. And Abby's going to grab some girls here in a little bit. And we'll visit with them in our Neon Needles post-game show. And your thoughts on the game, Abby? What's your thoughts?
Going into the game.
They're down 32-28 at half.
Yeah, well, going into the game, I knew it was going to be a battle down to the end. And then when Mineota jumped out to that 18-6 lead, I knew we were in a good spot. They lost their lead at halftime. But when they came alive in the second half, I knew Mineota had a good chance. They've been in this position before. So.
All right, we have Grace Hannon with us. Did you cut the net down yet, Grace?
I haven't net. No
problem. Oh, you haven't? Yeah, you better do that.
It's okay. I'll get up there.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe the net's gone. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Hey, congratulations. What's it feel like going to state?
It was pretty good. It was great.
Yeah, you guys are down at half, and you fought back. Talk about your defense effort.
Well, you know, like the last 6 minutes of that first half, we just got exhausted. We weren't subbing as much, and we were just tired physically and mentally, and we had turned over the ball a lot, and we weren't playing great defense. And then thank us in the halftime. If we want to win, we got to be there mentally completely, and I think we really showed that in the second half. We were switching on defense. Kennedy did a great job on their post, I thought, and yeah, she kept playing with four fouls, and I think we shot down their three-pointer shooters too.
You are very aggressive tonight, Grace. Really good mindset of getting after it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I just knew we had to be aggressive at the basket. We watched our film from when we played them the first time, and we weren't aggressive at all. We had to keep driving, we had to keep shooting, keep dishing it down low to Kennedy and stuff.
Okay.
What's one thing on defense that you guys wanted to focus on going into the second half? Were you more trying to switch screens, or were you trying to help out on the post, or were you trying to maybe do some one-on-one defense? What did Panka talk to you about, and what did you girls decide as a team?
Well, coming into the second half, Pinka asked us if we wanted to play a 1-3-1 zone, and we said no, we wanted to stick with man, and we were just going to switch everything, switch the screen, get out there on their shooters, and if they drove, well, it was pretty much one-on-one, and we just had to stop them and box them out. That was huge tonight because they're so much bigger than us, and, yeah, rebounding was a big part of tonight's game.
Yeah, it was fun watching you play. You're an outstanding basketball player. You really get after it.
Thank you.
And it was a big win for you, huh? Are you excited to go to state again?
I am.
That little injury at the end there kind of slowed it down a little bit, but she's going to be okay. So, So, congratulations, Grace, and we'll see you at Williams Arena.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Grace Hennon, 17 points for Grace in the ballgame. Get Dakota over here if you want, or Faith Murray. Here's Faith. Hey, Chad. Faith. How's it going? Then we'll get Dakota. Go ahead. Faith Murray joins us. Faith, I got you for 15 points tonight. Hit a 1-3-pointer in the first half. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What's the Faith feel like?
Oh, my gosh. This is the kind of feeling that you don't think you're going to have, you know. It's like watching Abby Hennon play on the court when she was younger.
Oh, you remember that?
Oh, of course I do. It's amazing what hard work can do.
Yep.
You know, we didn't come into this game being top seeded. We didn't even come out being top of our part of the section.
Yep.
And I think that just really shows that this is a good program and not just a good team.
Yep. Yeah, you guys, I love the way you shoot. You're so smooth with your release and stuff. And then when it goes in, we Abby and I go a little nuts when it went in a couple times there. So.
Yeah, what's one thing, Faith, I was telling Paul, shooters keep on shooting.
Yes.
In that second half, you didn't have your first few shots fall. What's going through your mind? You kept shooting, and you finally got them to fall. Those are big shots.
Yeah.
Especially in a tight game, every point matters. So what's one thing going through your head after you're struggling a little bit shooting?
I had talked about this with Scott Toma for the paper, but my great-grandpa, Jim DeCock, he just recently passed away, but one of the last things he told me was just keep shooting. And it's like that cliche saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and eventually they're going to fall. You know, you you really have to be patient. As a good shooter, you're not going to make everything. So I think just being determined and being willing to miss those shots is really important.
So your grandpa, who just passed away, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
He told you, keep shooting, huh?
Yes, I have it written on my mirror, just keep shooting.
Oh.
Just as a reminder, because you can never stop.
Abby said that during the game. You know, you missed the first couple mm-hmm. there, and Abby goes, just keep shooting, Paige.
Yes.
Just keep shooting. They're going to go. So.
Yeah, that's huge.
Are you excited about going to state again?
Absolutely.
Can't wait, huh?
Yes. And this is such a different year, too.
Yeah.
So.
Without, a little different without Chad and
yeah.
the coach?
Even that, it's just like a whole new team. Last year we graduated how many seniors, and a lot of people didn't think we were going to be here.
Yep.
But
here you are.
It feels amazing.
Here you are. All right. Congratulations, Faith.
Thank you. Congrats, Faith, and good luck at state. Thank you.
If you can find Dakota Hennon, we'd like to talk with her.
I will be sure to try and find her. But
okay. Thanks, Faith.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Faith Meary, I think she's right over there by Chad. Faith Meary ended up, what did she end up, did I say?
Faith had 15 points for the Vikings.
Yep, Vikings. Alan Pank is right below. Oh, here comes the Neon Needles player of the game. I'll get a T-shirt out for her while you talk with her. All right, we're going to talk with the Neon Needles Subway player of the game. Dakota Hennon joins us. Congratulations, Dakota.
Thank you.
You're all smiles.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, we're going to state.
Good answer. Look what you did. You didn't score any points in the first half, and you ended up with 14 in the second half. What happened? What was the difference there?
I don't know. In the locker room, we talked, and Pinko, like, flipped our switch to start just, like, play aggressive to, I don't know, I just, my mindset was we got to win. We got to win somehow. And all of a sudden, I hit 1-3, or I got a layup or something, and then I was, like, feeling it. And I don't know. The rest was just from there. There was nothing in my head except win.
Yeah, that's one thing. Going into the halftime, you probably thought you had no points, and you knew that you had to do something, so you had to stay aggressive. And last year, you didn't start. So in big games like this, their nerves are probably high, and you're maybe a little nervous and tense going into the game, especially because you guys had lost this team before, and, you know, your one goal is to make the state. So what's one thing you worked on in practice to prepare for this team?
Probably our shooting. That is really what we did. We just shot and we shot and we shot, and we have so many drills that we hate, but Panka made us do them all. I'm like, that's all we did, really, shooting drills.
You hit back-to-back threes. I think she was our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the game, right?
Yep, on her second three-pointer.
Cut it to one. That was a big basket at the time.
Mm-hmm. You had 8 points in a row in the second half, and so that was just huge for the Vikings. When you guys had that lead going down the stretch with a few minutes left in the game, did you guys talk about in the timeout where you were going to stall, or did Panka say to keep going to the basket, or what did he tell you?
Yeah, he told us to stall, to make or play good, and I don't just like, yeah, no bad passes, no.
All right.
Yep, take good shots.
You hold that shirt up there because we just named you Neon Needles Player of the Game.
Thank you.
Pull it down a little bit so you can see your jersey and your medal. There we go, 1, 2, 3. There you go. Congratulations,
thank
Dakota.
You.
Appreciate your time, and we'll see you at state.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We're going to visit with head coach Alan Panka. Alan's going to give us some time here. Congratulations to Coach Alan Panka joins us. Oh, that was a sigh of relief there, Alan.
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's a lot of emotions?
Oh, the kids work their butts off, and it's great to see it come to what they wanted. So that's the huge piece. It's like most of these kids haven't, you know, Ireland has obviously been a key player for a lot of years, but the rest of them stepping up the way they did. I mean,
stepped up big time.
If you just said Ireland Stassen was going to score 6 points in this game and we're going to win by 9, I'd go, yeah, right. There's no way. And Faith and Grace and Dakota just kept hitting shots, and
Coach Chad Johnson. What's he doing?
He couldn't stand these pants. And first year me coming in gives in, and the kids get those pants.
Ripaways.
Yeah, the striped tearaways. He was no way they was ever going to do that. And he told the girls this week, you guys win that game Friday night, and I'm going to put them on the court, and you guys can take pictures or whatever. So Yeah, that was.
He just fulfilled that.
Yes, he did.
That's why he was yelling at you.
Yep.
Like the deal Panka used to make to us. He used to tell us if we would make it to the state tournament, and I think 1 year it was if we won state, we were allowed to shave his head. So we did that at the Welcome Home a couple times,
yeah.
2 years in a row.
We did that a couple times. This year, I think, I don't even remember what bet I made, but I don't think it was a good one. So when we get back home, this year was to get to the state tournament. It was this, and since I'm now the head coach, I think it was I got to have some sort of colored beard for a few days or something like that. And whatever, I don't care. It's a great feeling, and it's great for these kids.
Talk about the game here. What was the difference in the second half? What was the difference in the game?
To me, the second half, we hit clutch shots when we had them. We didn't force shots like we did in the first half. And Kennedy playing great straight-up post defense without fouling. That, to me, was those things, and we rebound pretty well the second half, too.
Dakota Hannon didn't score any points in the first half.
Nope.
She ends up with 14 in the second half.
Yep. No, she's a shooter. She's got a shooter's mentality, and sometimes she gets not confident, but as soon as it starts to go in, it's like, okay, if she hits one, she's probably going to hit two, and if she's going to hit two, she's probably going to hit three, and she kept firing on good looks. The one we set up, I called a timeout, and we set up a play for her for a three, and she didn't get the look she wanted, so she started driving it, and then she stops, and then she kind of panicked and threw one up, and I put my hands on my head, and the thing went in. So it's, she just was hot at that point, and that's fine. It went in. So
that was the same thought I had. I was thinking, when we were up in the game, I was thinking, only good shots.
Yep.
Well, I knew the play must have been for her because she was determined to shoot the ball. And I think once she realized she was kind of not open, she's like, well, I have to shoot it.
So thankfully, that
went in.
Exactly.
Well, big win for you. I don't know, how many years of Mineota going to state since you've been going?
Since my freshman year, we made it.
In a row?
Yeah, it did that many in a row.
Your first time as the head honcho Alan.
Yeah, I think.
Good. Oh, was that your great. Two kids that came?
Yes.
Up?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Lizzie and Barrett. And I think they're more excited because they get to go to a pool for a few days. So they're like, "Oh, basketball, that's fine. Dad's doing whatever." But they get to swim in a pool for a few days.
Yeah, they gave you high fives and a hug, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You find out who you play tomorrow, then?
Yep. Well, I think I got to have seating in by seating in by 8 o'clock, and I think at 11 or so we find out and get the seating and the pairings and all that. So.
All right. Congratulations, Alan.
Thank you
for taking the time and visiting with us.
Yes, thanks for the coverage.
And we'll be down at Williams Arena on Thursday.
Sounds good.
Congrats, Panka. Yep. Good luck at state.
Thank you.
She's coaching over here. Do you know that?
I'm not surprised.
She's actually hitting me all the time.
I saw one of those. She's like, what are they doing? Or whatever it was. No, I saw it. I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, I can't take the time to acknowledge it here.
Yeah, she gets so excited. She kept bumping me. And do this, do that.
Well, just me. When we had her on the bench, she'd be doing the same thing. So
she's going to make a great coach someday.
I think she probably would.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, Abby, let's wrap it up here. Thanks for helping out tonight. And that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a blast. I'm really happy for the girls. I played with a lot of these girls in my senior year. They were just getting on the team and getting some experience. So just like all of them that we interviewed said, hard work pays off, and it's just really great to keep the tradition going, and I hope they have a good run at the state tournament.
All right, and with that, we'll sign off. Thanks, Abby.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
We'll see you down at Williams Arena. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning, or actually tomorrow around 12:30, Section 3A boys basketball. Dawson Boyd taking on Central Minnesota Christian. Tip-off around 12:30 here in Marshall. Tune in for that. And once again, congratulations to the Mineota Vikings, Section 3A champions on their way to the state tournament. And they win tonight 60-51 over Southwest Minnesota Christian. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Thanks to Mike Meyer for working the board tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow, 12:30, for Blackjack Basketball.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health and Montevideo, Kyle's Small Engine Repair, Madison Dental Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, B. Johnson Electric, Ludvigson Tylik, Trontas OC, Jim's Market in Canby, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Canby Meat Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jenny O. Turkey Store, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company, Midwest Truck Parts, The Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Sewearable Designs, Sturtevant's of Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, City Hall Bar and Grill, A&B Auto, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Larson Tiling Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Topti Auto and Sales, Kluver Law Office, Heather Nursery, Mattress Barn and Marshall, United Prairie Bank, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Dawson Truck Parts. Section Sports brought to you by Cargill in Madison, Fixin Chiropractic, Tenson Marine, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, Woodstock Telephone Company, Madison Bottling, The Western Guard, MVTV Wireless, Citizens Alliance Bank, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Southwest Insurance Services, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Appleton Area Health, Gislason's Hardware, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Klein Insurance, Lee Motor Company, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Doug Service and Marine, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Jubilee Foods, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power, REC, KB's Bar and Grill, The Strand Agency, Minnesota Building Center, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Edward Jones and Company, NB Golf Cars, and Johnson Memorial Health Services.